This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, another great day in Trump land. A lot of great economic news out today. Nobody cares. Just put Trump in prison. You know, he might have cheated on his wife 10 years before he became president. There was a Russian collusion scandal involving Hillary Clinton, but put Trump in prison. Some of the most... his lawyer was involved with taxi medallion scams. Put Trump in prison. The list goes on and on. The economy's great. He's done everything for America he ever promised to do. Minus a few things that are out of his control. He promised to repeal Obamacare, and Congress stopped him. John McCain stopped him. There's some things you just can't do anything about. He promised to build the wall. Congress stopped him. I want to open the show by mentioning yesterday. I told you a story yesterday about a judge. You know what? I'm going to hold off on this. There was something I was going to read to all of you, and I've decided to hold off. I just saw something in it I didn't like. And I'm going to hold off on this story. I've never done that before, but I'm going to use. I've never used patience before. I'm going to hold off, and I'm going to worry about this later on the show after I confirm what I'm reading before I go ahead and blab it out to the world. Other big news today: President Trump picks William Barr as next Attorney General. William Barr, a former Bush Attorney General, as the next Attorney General of the United States. Fox legal expert Greg Jarrett warned the president Thursday. Barr is the establishment insider. President Trump on Friday said he would nominate William Barr, a former Attorney General under George H.W. Bush, to helm the Justice Department. He was my first choice since day one. He'll be nominated, Trump told reporters. Trump also said he would nominate Heather Nauert to be the next U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Nauert, who has served as spokeswoman for the State Department for Trump's presidency, had previously been seen as the favorite for the role. If confirmed, Barr will fill the void left by Jeff Sessions when he resigned as Attorney General at Trump's request in early November after weathering months of attacks on Twitter from the president over his recusal from the Russian investigation. Barr is a well-known figure in Washington. He's expected to face a tough confirmation battle in the Senate. And he's likely to face questions about the Justice Department's political independence from the White House, as well as Trump's criticism of the department over Special Counsel Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between the president's campaign and Moscow. In the meantime, Matthew Whitaker will continue to lead the department in an acting capacity. So there's the first news story of the day. William Barr, next Attorney General, seems like a deep state guy to me. Seems like a D.C. swamp guy to me. Seems like an establishment insider to me. Seems like a Bush family guy to me. I don't understand what Trump's doing. I don't get it. There must be a method to his madness. It seemed like the guy held a truce with the Bush family. And they said, we're not going to hit you at the funeral. We're going to be very nice. We're going to let you sit in the front row. And you'll sit right next to the Obamas and the Clintons and Jimmy Carter, and you'll look wonderful and strong and powerful, and we're not going to say a bad word about you. And in return, we'll provide you some cover, and you're going to pick our guy to be Attorney General. I don't know. It seems like a deal was cut of some kind. Don't know why he would do it. Don't know what the point is of an insider being Attorney General of the United States, except it takes heat off Trump. You know, you'd expect Trump to pick a wild card outsider and take lots of heat over it. Instead, he picks an insider, and he'll still take heat. As it said there, it's going to be a tough confirmation hearing. Just like Kavanaugh was a Bush, deep state, D.C. swamp insider his whole life, Mr. Establishment. And yet, the minute he got up there, the Democrats tried to ruin his life, which brought all of us to his side. But the reality is, Kavanaugh's not my kind of guy either. And I don't know why Trump picks who he puts. I don't know. Now, the other news story of the day is the lawyer-turned-rat, Michael Cohen. Cohen's sentencing memo is released, and New York prosecutors call for a substantial term in prison for Michael Cohen. Special Counsel Robert Mueller did not take a position on Cohen's sentencing, even though the charges stem from Mueller. Last week, Michael Cohen, 52, pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about his role in a building called Trump Tower in Moscow. a tower that was never built. Michael Cohen's lawyers asked for no prison time. Cohen reportedly thought Trump was going to pardon him. And CNBC reported on the filing. Southern District of New York cited sentencing guidelines of 51 to 63 months in prison when referring to the sentence. Prosecutors asked for a substantial term of imprisonment for Cohen, who they slammed for committing crimes intended to affect the 2016 presidential election. Cohen sought to influence the election from the shadows. He clouded a process that Congress has painstakingly sought to keep transparent. The sentence imposed should reflect the seriousness of Cohen's brazen violations of election laws and attempt to counter the public cynicism that may arise when individuals like Cohen act as if the political process belongs to the rich and powerful. Prosecutors also wrote, while Cohen, as his own submission makes clear, already enjoyed a privileged life, his desire for even greater wealth and influence precipitated an extensive course of criminal conduct. You know, you just don't know what the hell's going on. You have no idea. Because last I checked, this whole thing was about taxicab medallions. I've yet to see one iota of credible proof that there was Russian collusion or Russian collusion that had anything to do with the Trump campaign. If Russia decided on their own, guess what? We collude all the time. Obama colluded in Israel. Obama colluded and tried to defeat Benjamin Netanyahu. Obama colluded in France and tried to elect Emmanuel Macron. Obama colluded in Canada and tried to elect Justin Trudeau. Obama colluded in Britain and tried to defeat Brexit. I must be missing something. Every day Mexico colludes or commits collusion against the United States in elections. Every day. Every day they send thousands of Mexicans to America. Every day Central America colludes. They send thousands of Central Americans. And by the way, there's plenty of Chinese and Indians headed to America illegally. So India and China are colluding against the United States of America in elections. I just don't get it. Election collusion happens every single day. And last I checked, Russia was colluding on behalf of Hillary when they created a fake dossier for a FISA warrant. And Hillary and her campaign paid Russians and British agents to create that FISA warrant. Isn't that collusion in the election? Now, GOP lawmakers today were speaking to Comey. He was having an interrogation today of Comey. And Comey didn't talk. Comey said basically nothing. Basically nothing, which is, you know, stunning. James Comey declines to answer many questions during his Hill testimony. Fox News, citing several lawmakers, reports Comey's lawyers instructed their client not to respond to questions regarding the FBI's investigation into Hillary's handling of classified information and FISA warrants and the Steele dossier. Ooh, I wonder why. Is that a lot like the IRS guy, Lois Lerner, who took the Fifth? Because she was guilty of sin? And the IRS targeted and persecuted people like Wayne Allyn, me, yours truly, your favorite host? Representative Daryl Issa, who stepped outside to talk to reporters during the hearing, expressed dissatisfaction with Comey's apparent inability to respond to various questions. One of the disappointments of this deposition so far has been the amount of times in which the FBI believes that Congress doesn't have a right to know. The California Republican revealed Comey's lawyers, one of which works for the Department of Justice, asked him not to provide answers to a great many questions that are clearly items at the core of our investigation. The Department of Justice is going to have to agree to allow him to come back and answer a great many questions that currently he's not answering. Really? Really? You're leaving, ISA. You're retiring. You're done. Why will they care what you have to say? What do any of them care? Remember the former Attorney General of the United States? Can't even remember his name anymore. Can't even remember. But Obama's Attorney General, Eric something, who thinks he's going to be the next President of the United States, he was found in contempt of Congress. In contempt of Congress. The first Attorney General in the history of America found in contempt of Congress. Didn't care. What happened? What does that do to you? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So what's the penalty for not cooperating? It seems to me there is none. Eric Holder. Name popped in my head. Eric Holder, former Attorney General of the United States, found in contempt of Congress. What did it do to him? Nothing. He's ready for President of the United States. And now the head of the FBI won't answer questions because the DOJ says don't answer them. Really? What? Who's President of the United States at this point? Explain to me why Trump can't order the DOJ to order him to answer questions. More news. Jerry Nadler, a real crook, a real Democrat creep and crook, a fraud, vows to shut down the House probe into DOJ Democrat collusion. Can you imagine? Shut down the probe. My good friend Keith just sent a text saying his last name's Holder. I was just ahead of you, Keith. I got it. Jerry Nadler, the incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, revealed Friday he will end the Republican-led probe into decisions made by the FBI and the Department of Justice during the 2016 presidential election. So you don't want to know. So if Wayne Root ever asked, or if Donald Trump asked about the birth of Obama, which, of course, had to do with whether Obama was even able to be president of the United States and whether everything he ever did as president could be nullified, and Wayne Root never got involved in the birth of question, but Wayne Root has asked many questions about Obama's IRS scandal and the Benghazi scandal and the Obamacare scandal, which I think is the biggest trillion-dollar fraud in the history of the world. And I've asked many questions about Obama's time at Columbia when he was there as my classmate, but he wasn't there. No one saw him. No one heard of him. No professor had him in their class. I've asked many questions about that one, massive scandal that also could have something to do with his right to be president of the United States if he committed fraud in college. And if I ask questions like that, I'm the worst guy in the world, and I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I'm a clown, and I'm an idiot. But the Democratic Party doesn't want to even ask a question about decisions made by the FBI and the Department of Justice during the 2000 presidential election, many of which would show that the FBI and the DOJ were in bed with the Democratic Party and the DNC and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They don't want to ask those questions. They don't want to know. They don't want to send people to prison. I mean, it's just hilarious. It really is. Strangest thing I've ever seen in my life, that you can get away with things like this. The entire purpose of this investigation, this Democrat loser said, is to be a diversion of the real investigation, which is Mueller. There's no evidence of bias of the FBI and this other nonsense they're talking about. No, no problem at all. They were all just talking amongst themselves and saying Trump should go to prison and we will not allow Trump to be elected president. No, nothing there. Look away. There's a head rolling on the ground. Don't worry about it.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You could only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA, as in USA Radio. Ed Stoltz, by the way, the owner and operator and founder of KBET, 790 Talk Now, my flagship station in Las Vegas, and the guy who gave me my start in radio. Thank you, Ed. I'm going to be like 99 years old. I'm going to be like, thank you, Ed. U.S. Gold Bureau, the main title sponsor of the show. 58 years ago, Ed gave me my start. Thank you, Ed. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them. Because the state of Texas trusts them, the governor of Texas trusts them, the treasurer of Texas trusts them to run the Fort Knox of Texas. The U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals. And I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It is the greatest Christmas gift ever, and I just got it for my kids, by the way. My two youngest kids, Remington and Contessa, will get their own start with precious metals and with collecting coins and with beautiful, shiny American silver eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint, all investment quality. I think a 10-year-old and a 14-year-old, perfect age for them to start learning about money and start appreciating money and stare at it on their desk, at their desk. Get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. They'll show you their invoice. You get the coins at the price that they cut the coins. Order today and also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. This box will hold 500 coins to store your whole collection. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. The perfect Christmas gift, the Wayne Allyn Root Starter Package. 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Or go online with usgoldbureau.com/roots/root. We love taking calls here. Most caller-friendly show in America. 833-WAR-TALK, especially at hour number three. But I take calls throughout. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And with that, we'll take a call. J.D. on the line from Las Vegas. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. A little research on Judge Shelley M. Joseph from Newton, Massachusetts. Town that I know very well. Back in 1975, I used to date a very sexy Jewish girl there and hang out at the Sydney Hill Country Club with sports agent Bob Wolf while I was waiting for her to come from the pool or the tennis. Nice guy. Anyhow, that happens to be Barney Frank's district also. I spoke with the Commonwealth Massachusetts Commission on Judicial Conduct today, and a very nice lady who said anyone can file a complaint against this judge, as many people as already have, and the number there is 617-725-8050. Grab pencils, folks, and maybe I'll repeat it again. Also, the only people that can remove this judge are the Massachusetts legislators. So it's not simply a governor that to do it. It has to be by the state legislature. I also called Pocahontas of Senator Warren's office and the phone. I put a bee in his bonnet or her bonnet and asked him if he knew about this judge. He said, oh, yes, I do. And I said, I'd like to ask the senator one question. And I said, what is she going to do about it?
I'm losing you, J.D. We can't hear you. Go ahead. Start again with that.
I said, what are you going to do about it was my question. And he said, I'll send you her response. And he took my name and address, and he was very kind. And he's very aware, I guess, of getting calls on this judge.
And so tell me again, I see the number, it's 617-725-8050, and who are you asking for, and give the judge's name again, who would you ask for when you call that number?
Well, you talk to the receptionist, who's a very nice lady, at the Massachusetts Commission on Judicial Conduct. They are conducting an investigation themselves right now, and there is a federal investigation on her right now.
And her name is Shelley, the judge's name.
Pardon me?
The judge's name is?
Shelley, middle initial M, Joseph, from Newton, Massachusetts, a beautiful area, Wayne.
All right, Massachusetts. Newton, Massachusetts, Judge Shelley M. Joseph. You're calling the Commission on Judicial Conduct in the state of Massachusetts. The number is 617-725-8050. I'm sure they're closed for the night. It's government employee time, so they're off for the weekend. But on Monday, call the number 617-725-8050. Thank you, J.D.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D., AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of Nutramedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Federal prosecutors in New York are suggesting that Michael Cohen, the president's longtime personal attorney, serve a substantial term of imprisonment for crimes he pleaded guilty to in August, including campaign finance violations As far as all this talk that Cohen was cooperating with the FBI in the investigation, Chris Wecker was assistant director of the FBI. He tells Fox News,
I don't think Mueller really had a lot of interest in him. I think he was trying to get the attention of the special counsel and try to get a sweetheart deal, but I don't think Mueller views him as a credible witness.
Former FBI Director James Comey was testifying on Capitol Hill. Republicans are crying foul over the fact that a lot of questions were not answered due to the fact that a government lawyer interfered. Comey was asked about this after his testimony.
Why don't you read the transcript, and I think you will not see that happening.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We-
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Network. Of course, hour number three, we're on Newsmax TV. And anybody who watches Newsmax TV knows about the metamorphosis of yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. Synagenics may be their poster boy. They are the world's leader in age management medicine, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. healthy aging. It's a proven scientific approach, custom-tailored to each individual, and they went at it with me. And they changed my diet, they changed my exercise, they changed my vitamins, they added hormone supplementation, and they reversed every single problem they found in my blood tests. And when you're 57 years old, there's some things going wrong. Minor things, just starting, but they all, within 3 to 5 years, would have been major things. And instead, they're all reversed. I'm in perfect health. I feel like I'm 30. And everybody watching my TV show says, wow, it looks like you have, you're going in reverse. You're 15 years younger than you were when the show started a year ago. It's really quite amazing how different I look and how much thinner I am. I eat more food than I've ever eaten, and I've lost a ton of weight, and I exercise less than I've ever exercised, now doing 30 minutes a day of hard exercise instead of 2 hours a day of kind of slow motion, lazy exercise. And the difference is that I gain a lot of muscle, lose a lot of weight, eating more and exercising less. If you want the same results as Wayne Root, call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER. You know New Year's is coming up. Forget about Christmas. This is a great Christmas gift, but for New Year's, because this is all about New Year's resolution. So for yourself or someone you love, get them the Synagenics program, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the U.S., 888-YOUNGER, or register at Synagenics.com. Your free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, or Synagenics, C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, clinics all over the United States, Synagenics.com. Got our guest here, Frank F.H. Buckley, New York Post columnist, professor at Scalia Law School, author of The Republican Workers' Party, How the Trump Victory Drove Everyone Crazy, and Why It Was Just What We Needed. Hey, Frank F.H. Buckley, how are you? It's Wayne Root.
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I've got a great history with the New York Post, by the way. I was born and raised in New York, and from the time I was like 6 years old, I was reading the Post. I love it. It's still my favorite paper. I live in Las Vegas, and Vegas is so full of New Yorkers that when you go to the supermarkets in Vegas, every supermarket you can name, Vaughn, Smith's, they've got all the newspapers sitting there you can buy, the Vegas paper, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Post. Everybody reads the New York Post in Las Vegas. Isn't that funny?
It's a great paper, and it's for regular Americans.
Exactly. I once in a while I grab the New York Times because I've got a dog, and when he goes to the bathroom, I've got paper. So let's talk about a couple things. We'll talk about the Mueller investigation in a second. But I want to start with France, and I'm not going to say why, but someone I love very much, who's very close to me in my life, lives in Paris, France. And in the interest of keeping them safe, I never mention that, who they are. But someone very close to me lives in Paris, and France has gone crazy, the worst rioting in, I don't know, a century. And supposedly tomorrow, Saturday, is going to be like the most violent day in the history of France, or the whole weekend, actually, but it's starting tomorrow. And I believe I just read a story that Macron, the president of France, has gone out and had a bunch of high school kids arrested today in advance of that. Tomorrow's protests, marches, and riots. And so the people of France are up in arms that he arrested young high school kids when they haven't done anything yet. And so France is really burning, or about to burn really badly. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, it's a tax revolt, amongst other things. But, it's a completely amorphous mass of people. It's got the left, it's got the right, it's got the high school kids, and it is nothing like a plan of action, and all they know is they've had it up to here. So it kind of resembles what happened in 2016 with Trump. But the difference is that, at least with Trump, there was an idea, there was a policy. We knew we had plans for what was going to happen. I was there helping with speeches. Nothing like that in Paris.
Right. So this is, I had this wrong at first, right? When I heard there was rioting going on in Paris, My first thought was this must be a bunch of communists, as it always is, right? In Greece, in Paris, in Italy, no matter where it is, it's usually communists and unions, well, which are kind of the same thing as saying communists in Europe, and, you know, crazy kind of people paid for by George Soros, almost like Antifa, you know, but anarchists and communists. And then all of a sudden, I started doing some reading about this, and I was shocked to see it kind of reminded me of the American Revolution. These are kind of middle-class people and working-class people who hate taxes and are sick of being taxed to death. And this is like the Boston Tea Party, and they're throwing tea in the water because of a new fuel tax. And so all of this really, I know you're going to tell me it's a mixture, but it seems to me like it's mostly middle-class people who are against taxes who are kind of on the conservative side by Francis standards, no?
Totally. I mean, yeah. But you know something? If you follow what happens in Paris, there are frequent riots in the banlieue, in the suburbs, and that's basically recent arrivals, immigrants who have not settled into France very well. So, you know, I don't know. I think they're part of it as well. And when you see people attacking monuments of French civilization like the Arc of Triomphe, you know, or some of the museums, you know, that's not what the Tea Party would do, okay? You know, the Tea Party here was a totally different affair. I mean, you know, you go to one of their demonstrations, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, and they picked up all their litter, right? I mean, so this is wild, and we don't know what's happening except that everybody in France has a sense of being opposed to a very dirigist central planning authority, which is what France has always been. And we'll see what happens afterwards. I mean, you know, this is like 1968, and that led to the resignation of De Gaulle.
Yes. And it's interesting because Macron, wasn't he the big favorite of Obama? Obama's the one who loved Macron and tried to get him elected and campaigned on behalf of him in France, did he not?
Absolutely. Although Macron was, you know, he ran as kind of a middle-of-the-road, slightly center-right type of guy. But then he took the lecture in Trump about global warming and the like. And boy, is that come back in his face.
Well, it just reminds me of Obama. That's perfect. That's why Obama campaigned for him. Obama acted like a centrist and claimed to be kind of right at times. Meanwhile, I believe Obama's a communist. And that's, you know, you say that's a strong word. He's a radical socialist. Whatever it is, Obama's extreme left. But he acted like a centrist. Well, that's Macron.
Yeah. That was totally a bait and switch with Obama.
Yes, and so it was the same thing with Macron, bait and switch.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the whole Trump thing. Today's been a kind of a day of everything exploding on the Mueller front and on the Michael Cohen front and on the James Comey front. So many things going on. The new attorney general. Do you know much about this new attorney general, Barr? Because to me,
yeah,
it seems like
he's a good guy. He's a very good guy. He's a very solid guy.
Isn't he a Bush establishment guy? Well, that's so not Trump.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Yeah, but you know something? This is a tough conservative, okay? This is a supporter of conservative causes, you know, an all-around kind of one-of-us type of guy. So this is a very, very solid appointment. I mean, every conservative should be happy about this, and no liberal has much basis for complaining about the guy. He's just, you know, about as solid as you could find.
So you don't think when I, you know, again, I don't know anything about him. I'm flying in the dark here. I just immediately see the word former Bush anything, H.W.
Yeah.
Bush, and I think the exact opposite of what Trump should have been looking for.
Well, you know, he wasn't doing foreign policy, okay? So he's not one of the neocons, or at least he gave no indication of being a neocon.
But was he a CIA guy? That makes him a deep state guy.
Pardon me? No, I don't
think so. He was a CIA guy, wasn't he?
No, he is a, he's a lawyer, right? And as a lawyer, he's not called upon to have, nor was he ever called upon to have opinions about foreign policy or the like. So he was not a George Bush guy in that sense, but he's tough. Let me tell you, this guy is tough and strong, and we're going to need that.
Yeah, I got you. All right. So that's your Barr story. William Barr for Attorney General. Heather Nauert, is that how you pronounce it? For UN Ambassador, former Fox gal. I remember seeing her on Fox. I don't know if you pronounce it as Nauert. But what are you thinking about her?
Well, she's a very attractive blonde.
We know that.
And
yes,
she worked for Fox, so I'm repeating myself. Look, she's a sharp lady, and, you know, being a spokesperson at the United Nations involves just that, speaking. And we need somebody who can speak forcefully, and I think she'll do a fine job in that respect.
Right. And I just wanted to mention one quick thing to you. We're talking to Frank F.H. Buckley, New York Post columnist, professor at Scalia Law School. He, William Barr, I want to jump back to him for 1 minute. He did, in fact, work for the CIA. I mentioned that to you. You know, between the word Bush and the word CIA, I just get nervous nowadays. He worked in the CIA from 1973 to 1977 as an analyst and assistant legislative counsel, according to his Justice Department biography. So it's just interesting when you hear the word CIA. Nowadays, I used to love the word and think, wow, patriot. Now I think, you know, kind of bad person, deep state, big government, D.C. swamp.
And you're right, but there's still a Chinese wall in between the Justice Department and foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can talk about Bolton, who sure had ties back then, and who's a national security advisor. I mean, that's something you could talk about. Barr, that's like the guy who's running the Department of Energy. You know, it's not related.
How old is this guy, Barr? Because he was the AG under H.W. Bush, so how old is he now?
He's 68.
So under Bush, he was the Attorney General? He was only in his 30s?
Yeah, and he afterwards became VP at VP Legal at some large firm, I forget which one, where, by the way, he had a good record of supporting conservative institutions in his donations. So, he's a vigorous guy.
All right. Yeah, actually, I'm seeing him now. He was 41 years old when appointed by Bush as the Attorney General of the United States, and now it's a quarter century later. He's still younger than Jeff Sessions. So it's funny that you could be Attorney General under the first Bush, and all these years later, you're still a relatively young guy. Seems like that was a lifetime ago. All right, Frank F.H. Buckley, New York Post columnist, and his book, author of The Republican Workers' Party. Thank you, Frank.
Take care.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable arsenal as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
I keep telling you this, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the single dumbest person to ever be in the United States Congress. She was a bartender a year ago, and I'm not saying anything bad about bartenders. I got plenty of friends who are bartenders. I know lots of nice people are bartenders. But I don't know that any of you are qualified to be a United States congressman next year. I'm sorry. There's nothing snotty or elitist about that. You go to law school or you go to business school and you become a successful business person or a top-notch lawyer or prosecutor. And then after 20 years of doing that, you're qualified to be a U.S. congressperson. But you can't go jump from bartender a year ago to civil rights crusader, United States congresswoman. It's ridiculous. And so she's committed a criminal act, and she hasn't even taken her job yet. I'll get to that in 1 second. Let me tout the wonderful sponsor of this segment of the show before I get my hackles up. All of you know I have a nice voice, but I also have a hoarse voice. That's probably what makes my voice nice. A lot of people like kind of my style of hoarse voice. But it is nonetheless a hoarse voice, and it's given me problems my whole life. There have been times where, I used to get colds a lot, and I'd lose my voice a lot, several times a year for a day or two. And then it would take a whole week to come back, back to full strength. And once, I remember, it took 2 weeks to come back to full strength. If that happened now on the radio, I'd lose my career. So thank God I found this My Doctor Suggests Colloidal Silver lozenges. Cherry lozenges, the ones I like. They have lots of different flavors. You may like something else. But I found it before I started as a radio host 3 years ago, and I've never missed a minute on the radio, let alone a day, let alone a week or a month. I've never missed a minute on the radio. I talk 720 hours a year on the radio. My throat is now a workhorse, And that's because my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. It comes in contact with germs, and for 2 minutes or more, if it contacts them, it can destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I demand you try these remarkable, magical lozenges. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. Or go to My Doctor Suggests. Either way, tell them Wainwright sent you. Actually, I changed that. Scratched that. I got to cross that out because they came up with a new thing. Just for the month of December, just mention USA Radio and you get 20% off. They were saying mention Wainwright and you get 10% off, but now it's mention USA Radio. We'll give you 20% off, 866-660-9868. Put it under the tree for someone you love. You don't want them to catch cold. You don't want them to be sick, get the flu, and you don't want them to lose their voice. Great gift, especially at the workplace, probably a good place, good thing to give at the office to your boss or people, your employees, et cetera, et cetera, especially if people talk for a living like Wainwright does. So let me tell you about Ocasio-Cortez. So she came out and threatened Donald Trump Jr. She threatens to force Trump Jr. to testify before Congress if he continues to tease her. And I could have told you this. This is a sick woman. I really do believe she's mentally ill. First of all, she's a, you know, just an ignorant person who doesn't know anything about anything. Second of all, she thinks she knows everything about everything. Third of all, she campaigned in a racist fashion, basically slamming the guy who had the job as a United States congressman for 20 years in her district because he's white. And telling all of her constituents, you don't want a white guy. It's a Democrat minority district. You don't want a white guy representing you. That's how she campaigned. And, you know, racism to me is a mental illness. If you don't like someone because of the color of their skin, I think you're mentally ill. So I think she's mentally ill for that reason as well. And then I just notice a tendency for her to actually think that she's better than the whole rest of the world. And she knows better than everyone, even though she's never made $1.50 in her life. And she's never built a business. And she's never hired an employee. It kind of reminds me of another arrogant person named Barack Hussein Obama, thought he knew better than everybody in the whole world, and he got elected president. Who knows? Maybe she's the next president. But she seems like a megalomaniac to me. And a megalomaniac who's just dangerous as hell, because now you've given her just a little taste of power, and her mother said, you're going to be president of the United States, and she actually bragged about that to people. My mom says, I'm going to be president. She's like a little 8-year-old at school. I swear to God, it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And she doesn't know anything about anything. And so on Friday, Donald Trump Jr. mocked dim-witted socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Instagram with a popular meme that's going around social media. And Ocasio-Cortez said, why are you so afraid of a socialist economy? And Trump said, because Americans want to walk their dogs, not eat them. And of course, it's pretty funny because it's true. And in response, Ocasio-Cortez threatened to harass and abuse Donald Jr. with a subpoena to testify before Congress. Here's what she said on Twitter. I've noticed that Junior here has a habit of posting nonsense about me whenever the Mueller investigation heats up. Please keep it coming, Junior. It's definitely a very, very large brain idea to troll a member of a body that will have subpoena power in a month. Have fun. Wow. That is amazing. That is amazing. And so this is now out. Criminal act. Democrat Ocasio-Cortez broke 42 U.S. Code 1983 by threatening Donald Trump Jr. with retaliation over a snarky memo. That's the deal. You can't do that. A member of Congress cannot do that. This is a threat. She apparently broke federal law by threatening a U.S. citizen with retaliation for snarky tweets. And you can't use the power of law to get back at people for their Instagram memes. And when we get back, I'll read you U.S. Code 42-1983. Civil action for deprivation of rights. I mean, she's not even in office yet, and she broke the law. And I just think, let's stop talking about it, and let's enforce it. Let's go after her before she even sits in her seat, because she's a dangerous little person. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. RootForAmerica.com.
may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.